This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. According to a CNN report, munitions experts say that a U.S.-made bomb was used by the Saudi-led coalition in a recent airstrike in Yemen that hit a busload of children in a marketplace, killing 51, including 40 children. A spokesman for the Saudi-led coalition said earlier this month that the airstrike targeted Houthi rebels in the market and conformed with international and humanitarian law. U.S. President Barack Obama banned the sale of precision-guided weaponry to Saudi Arabia in 2016 after Saudi Arabia used a similar bomb in another deadly attack. The Trump administration overturned the ban last year. Days after removing former CIA chief John Brennan's security clearance, President Trump is targeting the clearance of a Justice Department official, AP Sagar Magani reports.
The president's been blasting Bruce Orr, whose wife worked for the opposition research firm involved in compiling a dossier on Trump's ties to Russia. The president says Orr shouldn't even have a security clearance.
I think Bruce Orr is a disgrace. I suspect I'll be taking it away very quickly.
The move to take Brennan's clearance has drawn fire from several former national security officials, but the president's not backing off.
Security clearances are very important to me. Very, very important. And I've had a tremendous response for having done that.
Saying he's never respected Brennan, who has sharply criticized the president. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Former United Nations Secretary General and Nobel Peace Prize recipient Kofi Annan has died. He was 80 years old. He was a diplomat who served as the 7th Secretary General of the United Nations from January 1997 to December of 2006. A quote he offered some time back, "Knowledge is power, information is liberating, education is a premise of progress in every society and every family." This is VOA News. Imran Khan has been sworn in as Pakistan's prime minister. The 65-year-old captured 176 of the 272 ballots cast in the lower house of parliament. His rival secured 96 votes. The opposition candidate is the younger brother of the former prime minister, who was convicted and sentenced last month to 10 years in jail on corruption charges. President Trump again has attacked Turkey over its continued detention of an American pastor. This Istanbul businessman spoke to Reuters about all of it.
We shouldn't make concessions. The United States is far away, but it wants to show its political strength in this region. Therefore, there's not much we can do. Let's keep up the resistance.
Pastor Andrew Brunson is at the center of a spat between Washington and Ankara. The White House says that he is innocent of terrorism charges, while Turkey insists his future must be determined by the courts. Both sides are holding firm while exchanging sanctions and trade tariffs. Turkey's currency weakened 5% on Friday, a day after the U.S. warned of further sanctions unless Ankara hands over the detained minister. Jurors continue to deliberate evidence presented in the trial of President Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, who faces 18 counts of tax and bank fraud. Mr. Trump spoke to reporters about the Manafort trial.
He worked for me for a very short period of time, but you know what? He happens to be a very good person. And I think it's very sad what they've done to Paul Manafort.
The case has drawn particular interest in the U.S. because it is the first trial conducted by Special Counsel Robert Mueller's prosecutors in their wide-ranging investigation of Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. election. Shares of the car company Tesla lost 9% of their value Friday, with the company losing billions of dollars because of the CEO's erratic behavior. AP's Jackie Quinn explains.
Elon Musk has admitted being overwhelmed by job stress and being tired and working as many as 120 hours a week. The revelation comes as federal regulators investigate his seemingly random tweet that he's planning to take the company private. Experts in business say the board of Tesla is being forced to make a decision. Do they fire Musk, send him on a leave of absence, or appoint someone below him who can act as a steadying hand? Instead, they've praised Musk's leadership with a reminder that he put hundreds of thousands of cars on the road, created tens of thousands of jobs, and generated significant returns for shareholders. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Relatives of the late singer Aretha Franklin say her funeral will be held August 31st in her hometown of Detroit. The renowned entertainer died Thursday at her home in Detroit at the age of 76 from pancreatic cancer. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.